This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow. So usually on Fridays, you know, we invite bands to crowd into this little studio. And after spending a week steeped in news, history, science, and more, we love closing out the week with that creative energy. And of course, for the past month and perhaps the foreseeable future, we haven't been able to host musicians. But we hope to change that and welcome the opportunities that remote performances offer. Today, we dive into the music of an experimental duo known as Sandpact. They composed an original score called The In-Between. It was commissioned by Shali Danceworks, and it takes listeners on a sonic journey from here to here. The hour-long dance performance debuted to sold-out audiences at the Durham Fruit in March. The score features reworked audio from a 1954 educational film, whip-crack sound effects, and naturally some Whitney Houston. I'd like to welcome the composers. The experimental duo known as Sandpact, Kanchi Gudya, is half of Sandpact. Her solo project is Gudya. Welcome, Kanchi.
Hi, Frank.
Good to have you here. Alex Fressa's the other half. Their solo work is under the name Debt Stalker. Hi, Alex.
Hi, Frank. Thanks for having us.
That's really good to have you. Kanchi, describe this collaboration. Did you see the choreography first? Did the dancers, and how did they respond to your work?
It was definitely a good mix of both. For some of the piece, Shali, who's the director and choreographer, had already come up with the choreography for dances. So in those cases, we would maybe see like a video and then start to build the composition based on those movements. But for a good chunk of them, we would just receive like a description of what was happening in the scene and the feelings that it was meant to evoke. And then we would build our composition based off of that. So those parts were really interesting because we would sometimes go to rehearsal with the almost completed track that the dancers had never even heard before, and they would perform their choreography to it for the first time hearing it. And it was just really amazing to see how they could instantly connect with some of the stuff that they had been presented with.
Well, there are so many elements to this. I mean, you talk about bringing your part of the composition, they're responding to that. But when you talk about the composition, it's not just notes and sort of music rising and falling here. You're adding all kinds of elements. Alex, I want to play this and then talk about it a little bit. Let's listen to this. All right, so Alex, what we're listening to now is a component of the larger piece, which we're going to hear in a moment. But tell us a bit about your process in creating this soundscape.
Well, I think here we were trying to kind of create a sense of isolation, which is sort of a staple throughout the majority of the first half of the piece. And, you know, as a composer, it's a little bit of a challenge to try and link the sounds that we're creating with the movements that the dancers are creating in response to that. So we were trying to build the atmosphere here.
So you do that and you've got this kind of building atmosphere or this maybe subsonic subtext. And then I'd like you to illuminate another component of this that we're going to listen to right here. Let's listen. All right, Alex, tell us a little bit more about that. First of all, what is it? Is it is it created electronically? Is it a sound effect that you create? And then how do you manipulate that to become the component, the element that you want?
Yeah, so those are a couple of isolated whip sounds, which would later be a part of the piece titled The Whip, which is primarily constructed of distorted whip sounds throughout. So a lot of the bass and the spacious elements that you hear are just stretched out whip sounds that were created in Ableton Live, a music processing program. And essentially we were trying to use that whip sound in as many ways as we could to relate back to the original piece.
Conchi, we're going to take a listen to two movements of that score in just a moment, but I want you to give us a bit of context, if you would. Tell us about where you were hoping to take us with Whip in Ethiopia, and then, you know, kind of where the dancers and the audience would take the sounds and what you were imagining as you put it together.
Yeah, so this is kind of like the crux of the performance. Like, we've already been through more than half of it, and we've witnessed the dancers feel isolated and pitted against each other and like broken down and losing faith. And now the whip is kind of like their low point. And after that, we see them building back up and working together as a unit for the first time.
Well, let's take a listen. I am with Alex and Conchi here on The State of Things. They make up the duo Sand Pact. That was the movement Whip from their composition for Shaili Ashali Dance Works. The performance, The In-Between, Sandpack performs at 1:20 a.m. on Tuesday, April 21st, part of an Internet Friends 12-hour live stream performance. We'll have details about all that at our website and, of course, in all of their work. Alex, I'm going to dive back into the movement, the following movement of the score in just a minute. But I want to talk about the ways in which you experience this, because we all heard it as a standalone piece, a kind of sonically very emotional, involving kind of a piece that works for the ears. What happens when the dancers, as you listen to it, do things change for you dramatically when you see people moving to this, or is it roughly the same piece?
Well, I think throughout the duration of the creative process, a lot of the elements sort of shifted on depending on different nuances here and there, especially hearing the dancers listen back to everything. A lot of the samples that we were using to begin with were sort of these vague bodily type of sounds. There's like a growl towards the end and even like heartbeats, just lots of thudding samples. So it was really interesting as a project that uses a lot of sample-based material anyway, how we could kind of switch these sounds to match up better to fit with the dancers themselves and maybe the movements that they were creating on stage.
Well, I'm going to dive back into the original score of The In-Between. I'm here with Conchi and Alex of Sandpack, and this is Ethiopia. That was the Ethiopia movement of the original composition commissioned by Shaili Dance Works. The duo Sandpack put that together. They were actually performed that at a sold-out March debut of The In-Between back in the day when you could sell out a venue and people could actually watch a performance. Sandpack does perform at 1:20 a.m. Tuesday as part of an Internet Friends 12-hour live stream. We've got the details at our website. I want to talk about some of the elements here, too, but Conchi, tell us first about the different ingredients, the elements that went into Ethiopia.
Yeah, Ethiopia is one of the movements where all of the dancers are working together in a very uniform way. So we were definitely trying to emphasize that with this composition. I was picturing a lot of like industrial machinery with it. And so there's a lot of like metal sounds and glass and kind of like harsh noises together here.
I want to play just a bit of this again. One of the elements that would, as a standalone, which of course you integrated into the whole piece, and ask you about it. Let's listen to this, and a particularly creepy bit, I'd say. Let's listen. Now, I have felt like that, Conchi, but tell us what that's from.
Yeah, this it's funny that it sounds creepy, but it's actually from a cute video I found of a little cartoon panda sending a message to his sister that, Didi, I love you and I miss you. The rest of it's in Bengali, so I can't understand it, but I thought that part was cute. And I think it's nice to include little bits like that into the piece because it kind of like lightens up stuff, and it's also like fun to make it sound like creepy how you would think.
It's great texture. Did you have to, I've given you like 10 seconds for this answer, but did you have to massage it much? Did it sound sweet to you and then you had to kind of creep it out, or did it?
I think just that bit when I heard it, I was like, this kind of sounds a little creepy. I didn't do much editing to it, honestly.
All right, well, we're going to have to close out here, and we'll close with another one of your tracks that is not from The In-Between. This will be titled Airdrop Tool. Conchi and Alex Arsanpak, thank you both for being here.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
You can find out more about their show at our website, stateofthings.org, a program produced by Anita Rao, Amanda Magnus, Grant Holub-Mormon, Kaya Findlay, Stacia Brown, and Jennifer Brooklyn. Josie Taras, our intern, Jenny Lawson, our technical director, and Al Wadarski engineering the show today as well. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacia. Once again, the music of Sandpack.